On July 12th, the city offered a settlement with reductions to employee paid time off or personal leave for existing employees, along with a bigger reduction in paid time off for new hires. The city also offered wage increases, 40 cents an hour in the first year and 25 cents in both the second and third year. The Petersburg Municipal Employees Association negotiating team decided against forwarding that settlement offer on to employees and responded with its own offer. PMEA offered a reduction in paid time off for employees on the job 10 years or more, except for employees already earning the maximum under the current contract. The union settlement also sought wage increases of 50 cents an hour in each year of a three-year contract. The city's bargaining team sent the city's settlement in a memo to all PMEA employees anyway. And one city employee Monday, Susan Christensen, told the city council she was offended by that move.
There's a process that we're in that I feel is a little bit circumvented by the one side of the negotiations going out to employees from management. And it caused some divisive feelings to bubble up.
Christensen told the council she wanted an end to the labor dispute.
You know, I love my city job. I really do. And it makes me sick that we can't finish this thing and sell this thing. And I just guess I want to enter the closed-door meetings and I want a contract settled.
City elected officials and staff responded to the comments. Mayor Al Dwyer said the council had reasons for having the closed-door executive sessions.
No money can be spent without the council's approval, and the council needs to know what's been going on during the negotiations. And that's why the city manager is the spearhead for that. And we're not supposed to interfere with that process.
And Acting City Manager Carl Hagerman, who's on the city's negotiating team, said the letter to the union members was not an offer, just information for employees.
The city's negotiating team wasn't sure that the membership was understanding that the city was still bargaining, that we were trying to settle this. We felt that the membership wasn't aware that that was happening. And so we sent an offer to the new union negotiating team, and we asked them to take it forward to the membership. They have the right not to take it forward, and they stated that right. And at that point, the city felt strongly enough that the membership should know that we are trying to negotiate with the union, that we put the offer out.
Representatives with the Alaska Public Employees Association bargaining for the PMEA emailed to the city that the latest settlement offer was not fair and reasonable. The APEA's Pete Ford noted the offer was of less value than the city's October 2010 offer of no wage increases and no change to personal leave. He wrote that he'd still like to see the sides come to an agreement on a new contract. In lieu of that, however, the union is calling for interest arbitration for Class 1 employees, workers like police officers who are not allowed to take a strike vote. In that process, an impartial third-party arbitrator is brought in to decide on terms of a new contract. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.